Chapter 3. The next section is verse 1 to 5, and the heading is, Paul sent Timothy to the Christians at Thessalonica. But at first, soon after we left you, we worried about you. We didn't know if you kept on trusting Jesus or not. We tried to go back to find out about you, but we couldn't do it, and we couldn't wait to get some news about you. So we reckoned, let's send Timothy by himself, and we will stay here in the city called Athens and wait for him to come back. Timothy is like our brother. He works with us for God, telling people the good news about Jesus Christ. We sent Timothy to you so that he could help you to be strong and to trust Jesus better. We knew that people will give you trouble, but we didn't want any of you to stop following Jesus. You yourselves know that people will give us trouble if we follow Jesus. This is what we told you when we were still with you. We said, soon some people will give you trouble, and they soon did that, just like we said. And I really worried about you. I thought, you Christians in Thessalonica are very new Christians. Maybe the devil gave you too much trouble, and maybe he tricked you. Maybe you don't trust Jesus anymore. Maybe we worked for nothing there in Thessalonica. That's what I was thinking. But I didn't really know the true story, and I couldn't wait any longer. I had to send Timothy to find out the true story about you. The next section is chapter 3, verse 6 to 10, and the heading is, Timothy came back with good news. And now Timothy has come back to us, and he brought us good news about you. He told us that you still believe in Jesus Christ, and you still love God, and you still love other people. He said that every time you remember us, it makes you happy, and you want to see us again just as much as we want to see you again. This is the story Timothy told us, and we were very happy to hear this news about you. After we heard it, we got braver and stronger for God. It doesn't matter to us if people give us trouble and hit us. You still trust Jesus, so we are happy. We heard that you strongly believe in our leader, Jesus, and now we feel properly alive again. You make us so happy that we pray to God and thank him for you. We can't thank him enough. We pray to God both in the daytime and at nighttime, and we ask him to let us visit you again. There are still some things we need to tell you about Jesus so that you can trust him more. The next section is chapter 3, verse 11 to 13, and the heading is, Paul wanted something good for the Christians at Thessalonica. Yes, we want God, our Father, and Jesus, our leader, to show us the way to come to you. And we want God to get you to love each other and to love everybody even more than you do. We want you to love people just as much as we love you, so that you will be spiritually strong. You see, one day Jesus, our leader, will come back with all his special people, and then we will all meet God, our Father. I want you to be there with us in that mob. I want you to be properly good, so that God will be happy with you and he will not blame you for doing anything wrong.